The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM. Stay tuned. Pre-game coverage followed by opening tip-off are coming up after these messages from our CARE Radio sports boosters.
Hi, I'm Nick Harling with UMB Bank in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Atchison. We've all heard how the only constant is change. Good thing there's one thing your business can count on, a relationship with UMB Bank. We believe businesses of every size deserve a bank that's in it for the long haul, with access to your banker and solutions that flex with you year after year. Sure, things change, but our commitment to you does not. Visit UMB.com today. UMB Bank is member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at mscnews.net.
Since 1996, R&S Maintenance Service has been a leader in industrial manufacturing, support, and repair in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, equipment removal and installation, and dumpster service, R&S Maintenance Service is a proud supporter of local student athletes. Visit online at rnsmaintenance.com or stop by off K4 Highway since 1996 in Meriden.
Anthem prior to the ball game tonight. Brooklyn set to go. It is Marhill, Mount Academy at home this evening, and they are playing host to Jefferson County North. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph producing and engineering at AK Radio Sports Studios. Tom Couch with you here courtside. And wow, that first game, people are still all abuzz about the ladies' game. It went into two overtimes, and it was a thrilling win for the road team here tonight, for the home team here tonight, as MHMA wins at 47-45. Guys, teams are getting introduced, but if I'm going to announce, let me do that for you. What do you say? First of all, for the visitors from Jefferson County North, Chargers come into the game tonight 4-3, 1-0 in the very young Northeast Kansas League season. And head coach Corey Knoll with his assistant coaches Jeff Hale and Boyd Tweed. Chargers are going to be starting. Rody Van Dyke with Will Elias, Rex Berman, Chance Jenkins, and Isaac Laird. Four seniors, and Brody, he is the sophomore. For Marhill Mount Academy, under head coach Christian Wessel, his assistant coaches Dan Rapplinger, Case Wagamuth, and Julio Burton. For the Ravens, coming into the game at 5-3, and they are 2-0 in the conference. It'll be junior Peter Rapplinger, a sophomore O'Brien Wilson, and then seniors Bo Wurst and Adrian Korbelik, and also Chase Campbell, who's also a junior. So Rapplinger, Korbelik, Campbell, Works, and Wilson. All right. The introductions have been made, and it's taken us a little while here this evening to get to this point, but we're about ready to get underway with high school basketball tonight and the programming information after the game tonight. probably going to be started before we're done. I don't know, Joseph, but probably up on our big sister station, 103.9, is going to be the high school basketball scoreboard show where you get the scores of all of the games from around the area. That gets you up to speed on the new league standings, and you're going to get reports from the games, recaps, and all kinds of information. So you're going to want to tune in for that, have players at a game. Tune it in, 103.9 after the ball game here. Now, right now, the ball goes up, the tip is away, and we control down by the Ravens. We are underway. MHMA in the home white with black and gold. JCN in the Kelly green with white. Ravens control the ball down after the tip. And again, as I mentioned during the girls' game, now the Ravens are going to turn it over. JCN, of course, the basketball. We do not have the luxury of a shot clock. It is not required. And so teams can take just absolutely whatever amount of time they feel is appropriate for each and every possession. 7:20 to play here in this first quarter. We're still scoreless. JCN with the ball in their first possession, and they will launch a long three that does not go down. And a rebound pulled down by the Ravens and Adria Korbelik. Korbelik gets it out on top. Here's Wirtz. Boom, puts it back behind him. Rapplinger comes to the top of the key. Lobs it back over to Korbelik. For over a minute in, here's a shot up, won't go for Wilson, and a rebound tips out. Ravens are going to control it down into the lane. Rapplinger, he's got no room. Wirtz will try to sidestep a defender, puts up a little runner that misses it. Isaac Laird gets up to sweep down the board. For JCN, getting Isaac Laird worked into the offense early in the game is probably a big deal. And there, they try to feed it to him here, and ball's going to be knocked out of bounds by Rapplinger. And the thing with Isaac Laird is he is a tall athlete. He's about 6 foot, maybe eight. And he's a handful. They can get him incorporated into the offense early in the game. He becomes a real factor. Here's the cross-court pass slapped away, knocked out of bounds. The Chargers still with the basketball. And again, for JCN, patience is probably the key. I don't think the Ravens are going to want to get into some kind of a track meet with this team. Here's a 14-foot jump shot up and missing. Korbelik coming down with a rebound. Wirtz brings it up the floor. Ravens are back on offense. We're scoreless 2 minutes in. Korbelik falling away. Three-pointer. No. Rebound. Rapplinger has it and then loses it. It's going to be taken away by Brody. Van Dyke kicks it over to the left side. The running shot off the baseline. No, but we have a foul prior to the shot. It's going to be called on the floor against the Ravens. And it is going to be a blocking foul on Korbelik. It'll be his first, and it'll be the first foul of the ball game by either team. The Ravens are going to settle back into their defense. Comes into JCN from the top. The three misses, and the rebound brought down by O'Brien. Wilson gets it away. Up the floor they come. The running shot, no. Rebound, and we got a Raven who's clanked really hard to the floor. His teammates are coming up, giving him some encouragement. And, Joseph, let's take a little break. What do you say? They're going to look at him, and we're taking it with 5:45 to go. Time out of the floor, 5:45 to go. Opening quarter. We're scoreless here in Atchison.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Hey, you hear a little roar of applause in the background. That is Chase Campbell as he climbs to his feet and under his own power makes his way off the floor. He just went up for that shot and was a little off balance to him as he came down, just landed really hard. Okay. Now, almost as an afterthought, the Ravens are going to go to the bench, and checking in will come Ethan Zimmerer. And Ethan, as the guy checking in for the injured player who had been fouled. So Ethan will be shooting the free throws. So he walks in, cold off the bench, and the first one won't go down. And we remain scoreless at 5:45 to play in the opening quarter. So there's very low scoring in the ladies' game tonight. Second free throw. No. Rebound. JCN. Here come the Chargers. It's Willie Lyons coming down the floor with it. Comes it off on top to Chance. Jenkins will feed into the middle. The shot missing. Rebound. Zimmer. Here come the Ravens. 5.5 to go in the opening quarter. Still no score. Korblick over right side. Goes into the lane. The ball's going to be batted away. It's loose to the floor. Picked up. Here comes JCN. They'll outlet it to Will. Elias feeds across, underneath, all alone. The shot goes up. It's going to be deflected. Rebounding it down is going to be Elias in traffic. Buries it. First point of the ball game belongs to Will Elias. And JCN will break out on top, 2-0. 5:07 to go in the opening quarter. And now on the upcourt play, we have a foul. It is going to be on the Chargers. It is on Chance Jenkins, his first, Chargers second. Ravens back up the floor, looking for the first point of the ball game. Inside 5 minutes to play, opening quarter. MHMA round to the left side to Bow. Wirtz will jump it down low to Wilson. Back over to the edge for Korblick, who will send it three up and miss it. The rebound is on the court. Isaac Laird will clear it down. The Chargers are going to run. Down the left side, going in, going up, shot misses. Rebound pulled down, Laird goes up, give him the bucket, and a plus one, I thought. And now is the official going to say it's a jump? I'm very confused. I think everybody out here is confused. So they will not award that basket. They're going to say a defender had tied it up somehow. Anyway, it's going to be a jump ball possession, Chargers. They'll bring it in, and a quick up will not go down, but a Raven foul. And this time, I believe they are coming over to the scorer's table to make that indication. So far, Morehill Mount Academy, very quickly, a second foul in the game on Adric Korblick. Ever JCN, a trip to the free throw line in the person of Rex Furman. 2-0, Chargers with the early lead. Free throw? Yeah. Juwan Duncan is going to come into the game, and Korblick will come out. So this is going to change the style of play, I would think, for the Ravens a lot. You're going to go from a smaller lineup to a bigger lineup. Second free throw rolls around, doesn't go in, and Wilson clears down the rebound. JCN leading it 3-0. 4:20 to go. First quarter. Here's a nice teardrop runner down the baseline. And Campbell will hit the first bucket of the game for MHMA. The feed off the block. Stepping in. The shot, no. But a foul. And again, this officiating crew will walk themselves way up to the scorer's table. Kind of like right there. And make the indication. It'll be Duran's first foul. It'll be the Ravens' third. First of two free throws. Rolls around a little bit, then it's going to fall in. So Rex Furman has his second point tonight. Looks it over, sends it up. This one does not go in, and the Ravens are going to rebound it down. So it is now 4-0, JCN, and we are midpoint of the opening quarter. So, you know, these teams are on a pace to score less than 35 points tonight. The running shot is going to miss for the Ravens. JCN coming up with a rebound, fast breaks and transitions into the forecourt where Will Elias will handle it between the circles. Start first to the right side, then throw it over to the left. Come sit over there. The chance, and now the cross court pass is stolen. Here's a quick 15-foot jumper. It rattles and rattles and rolls and scores. And that's going to be two more for Chase Campbell. And it is a 4-4 ball game at 3:20 to go in the first quarter. Back to the outside. The Chargers 3-0, and the ball just lost and mishandled. Just a lack of concentration happening out here. Here's a running shot on the other end. No. Rebound is on the floor, rattling around, battling for it, diving on the ball. And with 3:01 to go, we get a whistle and a jump ball call. And what's going to have to happen is the crew here is going to have to get a handle on the game. Getting a little rough. Possession, Ravens, jump shot off the inbound, nope. And it's going to be allowed to go out of bounds to Jefferson County North. 2:56 to play. Here in the first quarter, Chargers, Ravens all even up at four. And J.C. will outlet it all the way into the forecourt. Will Elias kicks it back over to the left side. Now the feed in the middle, jump shot, nope. Just about an 8-foot bunny shot, would not fall for Rex. And 2:30 to go in the opening quarter. Still a 4-4 game. Ball batted away for a moment, but Ravens are going to be able to recover it. The skip pass in the lane, knock free and stolen. Outlet up the floor. Here comes Brody. Goes in, goes up, changes hands, scores it. Brody Van Dyke. It is 6-4. Here's a 15-foot runner. Kicks out and a rebound to Isaac. Laird coming down with the basketball. Jason is going to transition quickly into the forecourt. Bring it up topside. Brody has it over to Will. Back to Brody. They feed for Isaac, and he's going to be fouled. And here's what the thing is. Isaac is just assaulting, very hard to defend, especially if you get a little bit out of position. You try to reach up to get to where they're going to loft the ball to him. There's going to be some contact, and that's what occurred there. As quickly as that, Jerron Duncan is going to be back out of the game after suffering his second foul. 2 minutes to go, first quarter. 3-point shot. Nope. But an offensive foul called on JCN. So the Chargers will have the second foul of the game on their sophomore Brody Van Dyke. And we still have a 1:59 to go in the first quarter. So Brody comes out of the game. MHMA up the floor. Into the forecourt, stepping inside. The jumper up and in. And just now checking into the ball game as Teron Kimmel. And he'll have his first point. We're tied again now at 6. Minute and a half to go. Opening quarter in Atchison, Kansas. Northeast Kansas League High School Basketball. Tomorrow here on Kid Radio, it's going to be Benedictine College Basketball, the Ravens. A road game with Clark. We'll have it for you here on Kid Radio, noontime. Ladies game, 2 o'clock for the men. Minute 10 to go. Here in the opening quarter, still tied at 6. Here's a 3-point shot. No. Rebound slapped way out on top. Ravens are going to have it. They'll drive down the left side. Now go back door, and the bucket is up and good. Coming into the ballgame, Bryce Adams gets 2. And the Ravens go in front, 8-6. We're in the last minute now of the opening quarter. JCN at the baseline. Hook pass to the top. Will dishes right. Rotates it. Now reverses it. Will starts into the lane. Blocking foul. It is going to be the first foul on Bo Wirtz. It'll be the Ravens' fifth team foul. 2 on Adric, 2 on Duran, and now 1 on Bo. And coming to the free throw line, JCN, it'll be Will Elias up there. Will has a couple of points already. Has not had a free throw yet today. This one? Yep. First third point of the game makes it a 1-point Raven lead. And this one, looking for the tie. And it's in. So Will Elias hits that one, and we are even at 8. Half a minute to go in the opening quarter. Ravens over to the left to drive to the baseline. The kick back to Adams. He's backing in, twisting, turning, looking for some help. Kicks it down low. Kind of a wild shot. No. Rebound thrown on top. Three-pointer. No. Rebound layered. Isaac clears it down. 9 seconds. And the JCN upcourt pass is going to be batted away. It's going to be knocked out of bounds. It'll be Charger basketball. They'll come in from the side just in the forecourt. 5 seconds left in the opening quarter. JCN will bring it in. Got to be aware of the time. 4 seconds. And now they're going to take their eye off the ball. It's going to go out of bounds with 2 seconds. And JCN's going to have to hustle this one to get his shot. And now the official down here talking to Isaac Laird and Bryce Adams. He's telling them, easy guys. JCN will bring it in. And they have no idea how much time's on the clock. I can't imagine they had no clue. But they didn't. They're looking around. And we're going to end the opening quarter with a tie game. One quarter of the boys' game in the book here in Atchison. We're Hellman Academy in Jefferson County North. Tied at 8.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison. Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000, Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy. FW Houston Medical Center is here for your local health care needs. With a 24-7 walk-in clinic and a variety of long-term care options, FW Houston is your premier health care choice in Jefferson County. Call 913-774-4000. 4340 to learn more.
Getting ready to go to the second quarter of the boys' game. Morgan Academy and JCN tied at 8 for the visitors. JCN led by Will Elias with 4 points to apiece for Brody Van Dyke and Rex Furman. For Morehill Mount Academy, leading the charge, Jace Campbell with 4. Teron Kimball and Bryce Adams with 2 apiece. Here we go. To begin the second quarter, it'll be Jefferson County North basketball. Brody takes the inbound, out on top to Will. Look at the Ravens have gone to a 2-3 zone. 15-foot turnaround shot is up and good. And Rex Furman has 4. Jace Dean has taken the lead at 10-8. Just underway in the second. Here's a 3 for the Ravens. Wide. Offensive board. Followed up and good. Tying the game back up was Bo Works. That's his first bucket. So each team with a bucket the first half a minute of the second quarter. Driving into the lane. Little rainbow runners up and missing it. Nice defense by the Ravens. They'll come back with that defensive board. Bring it up the floor. Bo will get it up top. Here's Teron. Takes it down the right side. Puts it back behind him. 3-shot, no. Rebound out of bounds. Going to be Raven basketball. So for MHMA, we've got a couple of different guys out there. We'll pick them up here in just a second. Right now, though, here's Jace Campbell. He has a hot hand early, and here's a driving shot for the right side. It's up and good, and O'Brien Wilson is on the board for the first time. And the Ravens, with 4 consecutive points, have taken a 2-point lead. 3-point shot left side. Chargers. Wow, perfect. And that's Chance Jenkins with 3. Chargers go up 13-12, as these two teams right now are just trading punches. There's on the far side, says that ball slapped out of bounds, but will be off of Jefferson County North. 6.5 to go in the opening half. 13-12. Chargers in front. The ball in the lane is going to be batted away. It's rolling around. Rex gets it, and then a defender grabs it, just dives into the middle. And I just really don't like the term physical play. I think that overused and kind of a catch-all phrase, but that might be the term I'm having to use right here, because by physical play, if you mean lots of pushing and shoving and reaching and contact and aggressive play, then that's what we're having right here. We're going to get over and back against JCN. Head coach Corey Knoll is telling the official, that thing got tapped. Somebody defensively reached out and got a hand on it. And now we got the officials are very animated. They are getting the ball spotted. They threaten one of the JCN players with a tee. The official turns to him, I'm going to give you a technical if you do that again. So that's where we're at right now. 6 minutes to go in the half. It's 13-12. Jeff North on the road in front. Crossroad pass is going to be tipped away and flapped out of bounds by Rex Furman. Ravens will inbound it right in front of the JCN bench. It's going to be Campbell inbounding it, lobbing it out on top to Bo. Crowd's really ready to get into this one. You can feel a little electricity here after that incredible girls game earlier. Hey, they're just like feeling it tonight. Double overtime girls game. And now here in the guys game, it is a one-pointer with 5:50 to go in the half. So people on hand enjoying some really competitive ball game. Here's a 17-foot shot block, picked back up. Now, the official's going to say it was blocked, and he's going to say, I called it blocked. He said a jump ball. I thought it was well out of the hands of the shooter. But he's going to call it a jump ball, and that's going to turn the possession back over to Marhill Mount Academy. 5:40 to play in the first half. And now we're going to get a travel on Wilson. So O'Brien, who had taken the ball way out near the Haverty Gym logo on the floor. Now the officials are telling the crowd to get back away from the floor. They stop the game to tell them to give us a little elbow room here. All right, here we go. JCN with the ball, with the lead, but it's only one, 13-12. Got the Ravens in a 2-3 zone. Got Duran back in the game. And now the pass inside. Batted around. It's going to be safe for the Chargers. They'll lob it up to the top. Driving to the baseline. Little falling away shot. Rolls across the rim. No good. Duncan coming down with a rebound. Here comes MHMA. Ravens looking for a lead. It's 5 minutes to go in the opening half. They trail only by one. And again, like the ladies game in the first half, very low scoring. Here's a turnaround. Nope. Rebound on the top for the Ravens. They'll kick it left. Worse, totally uncontested for three, and it won't go. And then coming out the rebound, having it for a moment, but Rex can't get a grip on it. It's going to go out of bounds. Ravens will have it back again. Still 13-12. 4:44 to play here in the first half. Chargers work to the baseline, bring it on top. Three-point shot deflected, and they're going to say that deflection included a foul. So the whistle is going to be on Rex Furman. It'll be his first. It'll be the first Charger foul of the second quarter. Each team has one second quarter foul. And three free throws coming up for Peter Rapplinger, who has not gotten a point yet. Looking for his first one here. This one. No. Two more shots coming up for Rapplinger. 4:42 to go in the half. Okay, takes a deep breath. A couple dribbles. This one off the glass, and he comes away with a huge smile, knowing that that was not what he had in mind, but it works very well. Right off of the square. Now let's see if he tries to duplicate that. I'm thinking probably no, but we'll find out. It's a tie game, rather, by the way, and that one will hit the back of the rim, and the missed shot rebounded down by J.C. So now it's a 13-13 game at 4.5 to go in the half, a three-pointer straight away. And there was no question about that one. Chance Jenkins hits his second three. 16-13. JCN, 4:20 to play. First half. Bounce over to the left side. The Ravens are working way outside it above the three-point ring, and it's not the JC and defense pulled way out. Here's a shot from the top that does not fall, and the rebound is going to glide out of bounds. It will be Charger basketball. We are halfway through the second quarter. 16-13. Chargers, they have a three-point lead. Now they've got the basketball. Furman will have it at the right time. Brings it out on top to Elias. He'll work it back around to the left side. Going toward the baseline. It's going to be Brody, but he'll have to bring it on top. Now here's Rex. Lay it up with the left hand and scores it. Rex Furman with six. 18-13 Chargers. 3:40 left in the half. JCN in the 2-3 zone. There's really been, and here's a three-point shot that misses, there's been a real revival of the zone defenses, right? I mean, we're not just talking the Syracuse influence here, Coach Boeheim, but Jim Boeheim, he loved that zone. But we see a lot more of it. We're seeing a lot of it here tonight, and now we're going to see a timeout. We are. Timeout on the court, Joseph. We're at 3:25 to go in the opening half of the boys' game. Our second game of the night is Jefferson County North on the road, leading Morehouse Mount Academy 18-13.
Hi, it's Erica at Queen Bee Boutique. Whether you're looking for a perfect pair of Judy blue jeans, a chic dress, or a fun graphic tee, we've got something you'll love in sizes small through 3X. Complete your look with purses, accessories, and European brand makeup, Celesti. Treat yourself to California Mango Natural Hair Care at Queen Bee Fashion Meets Beauty, all in one stop. Visit us today at 525 Commercial Street in Atchison, and let's find your new favorite look.
As we return, the Chargers put the ball back in play, and we're in action. 18-13, Jeff North with the lead and with the basketball. They're showing really great patience as they work around, look for the shot they want. Here's the one they want. It's a three. It's wide open, but misses. Offensive rebound followed up by Rex, and he'll get it to roll in, and he's having a good start to the game. Rex Furman with eight. 20-13. 2:50 to go. This is now the largest lead by either team with the Chargers up seven. 13-foot straightaway running shot is up and in. And Bo Wirtz has four. And it goes to 20-15. Ravens are going to apply a little pressure on the up court, but for Will Elias, not an issue. Here's a shot from underneath by Rex, partially deflected, gets his own rebound. The runner on the other end is up and no good. Rebound saved underneath by Rex. He'll work it over to the corner, cut back into the lane, pulls up from 12, missed it. Rebound tipped out, Raven. 2 minutes to go in the half. From the top, Cormelik, who's back in the game, pulls up, going to take the shot, and boom! What a nice touch for his first points of the game by Adric Cormelik. 20-18. So a quick five unanswered points. This guy, Morehouse Mount Academy, right back in this thing. 1:40 to go in the opening half. Will Elias accelerates, goes all the way to the baseline, and there's going to be the blocking foul. Is that going to be off, though? He puts his hands on his head as if to say, I can't believe this just happened to me. And if it is, and it is, Adric will have his third foul. He just had gotten back in the game off that last time out. And now he's going to come back off the floor. 1:38 to play. First half. Chargers with a 2-point lead. Bring it into Will at the baseline. Little turnaround shot. Too strong. And a rebound tipped around. Back up with it is going to come. The Ravens. Chase Campbell brings it down the court. Kicks it to the corner. Caron for three, too strong. Rebound underneath by Wilson. He can't hit it, but he got fouled. And O'Brien will be stepping to the line. On the floor right now for MHMA, got Jace Campbell out there with Bo Wirtz. Left side of the lane is going to be Jerron Timmel. Right side of the lane is going to be Bryce Adams. And at the line, O'Brien Wilson. Free throw, absolutely perfect. And he is one more free throw from tying this game. It is 2019, and that one does not go in. And on the rebound, we have a foul. It is on the Ravens, Timmel. So Timmel will collect his second foul of the game. 1:20 to go, first half. Chase Dean now clinging to that one-point lead. Fighting some pressure on the upcourt play. They'll dish it over to the edge. The defense steps way out. The feet across to the left side. They'll pass it back off on top. Continue to work the perimeter. Reverse the ball. Back to the right. The lob down to the corner. And a little miscommunication. A pass that went basically between two players. Each of whom feeling the other was the intended recipient. Going to get away and go out of bounds. Ravens will have it back in the last minute now of the half. 50 seconds before intermission. Morehamon Academy with the basketball down one. Bo Wirtz eases to the right side. No room. Goes to Campbell. Back to Wirtz. Out on top, Wilson. Timmel with it. Bo looks in the middle from the top. Half a minute to go. And again, no shot clock here at MHMA. They'll back away. This is hard to do. Just being this patient. Working the ball, looking for an open shot. If you don't see it, backing it back out. Here's O'Brien, puts it up, missed it. Nice rebound, pulled down by the Ravens. 10 seconds to go. Driving in again, it's going to be Wilson. He puts up an off-balance shot, missed it. Rebounding it down, it's going to be J.C. in with 2 seconds. With 1 second, the half-court shot is not anywhere close, and we are halfway. We'll be back as the teams are coming off the floor. Headed for the locker room at intermission. We'll be back to sum it up for you. Halftime score, Jefferson County North 20, Morehamon Academy 19.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7 FM. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Ready to make history and maybe $500? During halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School, you could be one of two lucky contestants who will have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the schools. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
Good deals are hard to come by these days, unless you're at Taco John's. A crispy beef taco, bean burrito, junior potato Olays, and a small drink for just $5? Oh, what a steal. $7 for a pair of crispy beef tacos, plus a nacho crunch beef burrito, junior potato Olays, and a small drink? And that's a steal, too. And just $9 for a super crispy beef taco, chicken stuffed grill taco, junior potato Olays, churro, and a small drink? Well, now that's highway taco robbery. Order these meal steals in-restaurant or online. Only at Taco John's.
Jose, MHMA dance group gets ready to entertain the crowd here at halftime. Let me recap the opening halves for you. Scoring in the ball game for JCN, it was Rex Furman with 8, a half a dozen for Chance Jenkins, Willie Lyons with 4, and Brody Van Dyke the other 2. For Morehamon Academy, a lot of guys getting in the scoring column, but 4 apiece for Jace Campbell and Bo Wirtz leads the way. With 3 apiece, it's Adrian Korbelik and O'Brien Wilson. 2 in the first half for Jerron Timmel and Bryce Adams. Peter Rapplinger with 1. Fouls Really only one player in any kind of trouble. That's Adrian Korbelik. He has collected three in the first half. So we'll see how that shakes out. Second half is going to be a good one. Ladies game, an incredible game that went double overtime as the Lady Ravens win it at home in two OTs. This game close the same way. We'll be back to bring it to second half live. But right now with that halftime score, Chargers 20, Ravens 19. Back we go to Joseph. He's in the Care Radio Sports Studio. Friday Night Fun halftime.
Hi, this is Michelle Garrity with PFRN Realty powered by the Garrity Group. I know buying or selling a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll make, and that's why my team and I are here to make the process smooth and stress-free. We'll guide you every step of the way with expert advice, experience, and local knowledge you can trust. Come see us at 300 Main Street in Atchison or at our Oskaloosa office at 524 Liberty. Call today at 1-800-994-4742. At PFRN Realty, we are your friend in real estate.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repairs, or even replacements, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
Need CPAP or oxygen supplies? KexRx Pharmacy has you covered. KexRx CPAP and oxygen supply specialists deliver one-on-one consultations in pharmacy or right to your door. From billing your insurance, finding the perfect mask fit, or even setting up hassle-free resupplies, KexRx Pharmacy is here every step of the way. At KexRx, your comfort, safety, and peace of mind come first. Don't wait. Breathe easier today. Call 785-742-3546 or visit KexRx.com to book your consult with KexRx Pharmacy today.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in right here at Hot Country 93.7. I'm Joseph Kerr with you this evening, taking a look at the Care Country sports schedule coming up tomorrow at high noon. We've got Benedictine men's and women's basketball. The women will take to the court at noon. The men will take to the court at 2 p.m. as the Ravens are on the road in Dubuque, Iowa, taking on Clark. Then on Tuesday, we'll have high school basketball with Mar Hill Mount Academy at Valley Falls. Girls game scheduled for a 6 p.m. tip. Boys should take to the court sometime around 7:30, 8 o'clock. Wednesday brings us back to Benedictine Ravens basketball with women and men's basketball as the Ravens are playing host to Baker. Tune in at 5:30 for the women's game. The men will take to the court right around 7:30 or so. Thursday night brings us to Sports Look. Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report right around 5:15 to 5:20. About 6 p.m. or so, we'll have Mar Hill, Mount Academy, Atchison High, ACCHS, and JCN coaches for the High School Coaches Insight Show. Brandon Tadman does an excellent job with that. That follows Sports Look. Friday night brings us to, again, high school basketball, as we'll have Valley Falls at Jefferson County North. 6 p.m. is the scheduled tip for the girls' game.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
K4 Ag in Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of Soother Feeds protein tubs and mineral on hand and carry mixed 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving on the road or in the field. Let them help you select the best tire for your vehicle and driving needs. See K4 Ag in Valley Falls, nurturing farms and growing success.
Taking a look around the area, we've got finals in most of the games. It was the Jefferson County West girls over Riley County, 50-43. Nemaha Central beat Perry of the Compton, 60-39. The Holton ladies fell to Silver Lake, 65-28. Sabetha topped St. Mary's 40-33. In the Rossville Dogs Hiawatha Red Hawks game, it was the Hiawatha Red Hawks ladies 54 to Rossville Dogs 46. Jackson Heights fell to Riverside, with Riverside having a 50-33 victory. Hanover beat Onega 60-38. Atchison High ladies beat Highland Park 66-42. And in the game that you heard earlier, a double overtime game, it was JCN at Marhill, with Marhill Mount Academy winning 47-45. In the Atchison High Highland Park boys game, the Atchison High Phoenix had a 57-51 victory. And Nemaha Central beat Perry Lecompton by 2 points, 47-45. It was Silver Lake over Holton, 69-43. Hiawatha beat Rossville, 62-54. And St. Mary's beat Sabetha, 61-59. Hanover and Onega met up. Hanover had an 80-37 victory. At the half right now, it's JCN 20, Marhill Mount Academy 19.
It's time for you to get the care that you deserve. When you're in our hands, you can rest assured that you're getting the best that there is. Here at Atchison Senior Village, we strive every day to be the skilled nursing facility of choice in our community. We make sure that each day you spend with us is filled with the caliber of service that will make your stay comfortable, safe, and therapeutic. Our in-house therapy team promotes quality outcomes for short-term, long-term, and outpatient residents. Let us take care of you or your loved one. For more information, contact me, Nikki Weigel, today at 913-209-0138.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Mixed precipitation possible at times tonight, otherwise overcast skies. Lows dip down to about 27. Northwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Daytime highs approaching 43. Tomorrow, mainly clear skies. Lows around 19. Tomorrow night, mainly clear. Sunny skies Sunday with a high of 39. 52 Monday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
This is Joseph Kerr for Hot Country 93.7. It's currently 38 degrees with light rain in the area, relative humidity 81%. The winds out of the north-northwest at 13 miles per hour, giving us a feels-like temperature of 30 degrees on the skin. Dew point 33 degrees Fahrenheit, barometric pressure, well, it's on the rise at 30.23 inches of mercury. We'll be joining Tom Kautz courtside shortly.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7 FM. We now return to the gym for second half coverage of your feature game.
Indeed we do, and welcome back to the Haverty Gymnasium on the Marhill Mount Academy campus in Atchison, Kansas. Second half of the guys' game just not getting underway. Welcome back. Joseph, producing and engineering, doing all that stuff at halftime, kind of catching you up to speed with things. Joseph, thanks so much. Jefferson County North is going to have the ball in play to begin the second half, and they begin the second half with a one-point lead at 20-19. They'll put up a quick three. It doesn't drop, and rebound. Ravens are going to save it. So MHMA with a chance to take the lead back here in the early moments of the second half. Grapplinger is going to have it on the left side. Each team has got its original starting five out there, it would appear, including Chase Campbell out there for the Ravens, who is saddled with three fouls. Works over to the left side. Rappinger knocks it down at three. Rattles her home. And for Peter, 4 points. And for the Ravens, it is a 22-20 lead. 6:50 to go. Baseline shot is up. Bounces up and hits the over the top and the support of the backboard. Now, here's what you got to realize, that with that 3-point shot a moment ago by Rappinger, the Ravens, going back into the second quarter, are on a, 9-0 run? It was 20-13 JCN with 2:50 to go in the first half. And now, up the court with a ball from the Ravens and a foul committed by Jefferson County North. It'll be the first foul of the second half by either team, and it'll be the second foul of the game by Chance Jenkins. chance to add kind of the hot hand for JCN. Here's a baseline three, spins out. Isaac Laird with a rebound. Here come the Chargers. They're going to quickly transition into the forecourt. Skip pass over to the left. Step it inside. Little one-handed runner. No. And a rebound pulled down by O'Brien. Ravens back the other way. Running shot missing. Rebound JCN. There's going fast, and then there's the thing is going too fast, but that was just right fast there. Chance Jenkins hits his eighth point of the game on a driving layup. Shot from the other side. In and out, no. Rebound. JCN. He'll bring it back down. Here's the falling away shot. No foul. Laird will put it back up and horse it up and in. Isaac, that is his first point of the game. 24-22. JCN goes back up. 5.5 to go in the third quarter. 3-point shot. Ravens, no. Rebound. MHMA. And we have a foul. And my goodness, it is going to be a fourth foul on Adric Korblick. And he looks just shell-shocked by that call. And he's out on the floor going, is that really on me? And the official is going, indeed. And so he's going to have to exit the game again now with his fourth foul and still has so much time left. 5:22 to go in the third quarter. Here comes JCN up the floor. A little skip pass through the traffic. It's going to be stolen. Here come the Ravens. The shot blocked. Bodies on the floor. Now let's see what the officials coming up to share with this. We're going to get an offensive foul called on the other end of the court. And Raven head coach Christian Wessel is not particularly buying into that call. It is going to be the third foul of the game by Teron Timmel. And here comes JCN now. The ball stolen in the backcourt. What a nice job by Rafflinger. He just reached in and took it away. Three on the other side. It's up and got it. Chase Campbell hits the three. Then he turns around and shares a little wisdom with one of the JCN players. Now the Chargers are going to quickly transition, and Chance Jenkins has 10. Let's update your scoring. It is 26-25. Chargers by one. 4.5 to go in the third quarter. This game moving pretty quickly. Now, cutting into the lane, the ball's going to be stripped out of the hands of Bo, and Wirtz will have a turnover. Here comes JCN up the floor. The ball batted around, stolen back by the Ravens. Wirtz will bring it down, bounce it up the floor. Here's a running three. Yeah! I wasn't sure he was behind the line, but apparently so, and it's going to be another three for Campbell. Chargers trail now, 28-26. Team seemed to have found their offense a little bit. Now they're going to call a flop on Rapplinger. That call does not carry the weight that it did earlier. Now the official is going to stop the game and come over to the scores table and make that flop warning call. Chargers will bring it into their end. It comes in. It goes up. It goes in. 3-point shot, Will Elias. 29-28. Remember that girls game? Two overtimes, close like that. How about this one? Going back and forth and exchanging the lead on almost each possession. 1-point game here. Here's a three. Nope. Rebound flapped around, out of bounds. Jeff Moore basketball. With 3.5 minutes to go in the third quarter, Chargers have the ball and a single-digit lead. Nobody putting any substitutes in the game. Here's a kick to the left side, and we're going to get a travel called. It's going to go back again to Morehill Academy. I've seen a lot of long-range calls made tonight. 3:27 to go. Back up with it will come MHMA. Bo will bring it top of the key. On a one-hand push pass over to the right side. Timmel has it. kicks the cross out on top. Works into the corner. Rapp goes three. Offensive board. Kimmel, no. We get a foul, though. Let's see where this is going to go. It'll be, I suspect, on Jefferson County North. And I suspect we will see free throws coming. It'll be the third foul of the game by the Chargers, Brody Van Dyke. And O'Brien is coming to the free throw line. He'll hit the first of two. That is his fourth point of the ball game. He's two out of three at the free throw line. One more shot coming up. And O'Brien knocks them both down. It is 30-29. JCN trails by one as they come up the floor. Here's a lob all the way into the corner. Chargers are going to bring it back out on top. JCN has gone to the bench. And thinking about Lindsay into the game. And here's the shot missing. Back up with it will come the Ravens. Coast to coast. Rapplinger goes up. Doesn't hit the shot. But he will draw the foul. And he will get a couple of free throws out of the deal. Yeah, it's Dawson Lindsay in the game for JCN. Free throws for Rapplinger. He's one of three tonight. This one, no. No, wide to the right side. So 4 points in the ball game for Peter Rapplinger. He hit the free throw in the second quarter, and then he hit a three-point shot earlier here in the third. This game's zipping right along. Second free throw. Ooh, no. And then we get a lane violation, so it wasn't going to be, wasn't going to matter anyway. 2:42 to go in the third. Ravens are going to check Ethan Zimmerer back in. And the Ravens will stay with that full court pressure. It's caused JCN some level of uncomfort. But they break that pretty easily this trip up. Set up a nice little screen, and then the running baseline shot misses. But the rebound is going to be lost out of bounds. Back to Jefferson County North. 2.5 to play in the third quarter. Continues to be a one-point game. This time the Ravens have the one-point lead. These clubs have been trading that one-point lead back and forth all night long. Will Elias near the center circle. Start to the right. Nothing there. Back to the left. Ravens into zone now. Former Hillmount Academy, you've got Zimmerer trying to defend Laird. That's a tough job. His shot is up missing, and Zimmerer will pull down the rebound. Had good position. Looking for that board, and we've got 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Ravens have the basketball up one, 30-29. Knifing in, Bo Wirtz, no. And rebound, chasing in. Up the floor, it's going to come Lindsay. Get across the timeline, feed it back over to the left side, out on top. Will, back over to the left. They'll pass in the middle to Isaac. He will turn and shoot and score. And very seldom so far in this game, but twice in the third quarter, JCN has been able to get the ball into their big post and take advantage of his size to get a couple of easy shots. It's 31-30 Chargers, and now they'll steal. Here's Will. Goes all the way in, gets slammed to the floor, jumps up. He's okay, but he's coming to line for a couple of shots. The foul on I'm going to see who the Ravens have put in there that has commenced that foul. That's going to be on Rapplinger. It's only his first foul. It is a third team foul in the second quarter with only a minute six to go. Rapplinger's out. Kimmel back in. Free throw. Up and good. So JCN is in front 32-30. Here's a baseline shot. Missing. Laird with the rebound. Lindsay up the court. Gets it over to Will. We're in the last minute of the third now. 32-30 Chargers. Way outside on the left. Looking into the middle, and Chance Jenkins can't get a free look at the rim. He's been shooting the ball very well tonight. Standing all the way out in the center circle is going to be Elias. His feet across is looking layered, but I'll tell you what, explosive speed and a good eye for the ball allows Teron Kimmel to get a hand on it and deflect it out of bounds. Chargers putting it back in play. Half a minute to go in the third quarter. Chase in with the ball, up two, and now gets away from Lindsay, and we have a whistle in the backcourt. I got to tell you, I don't even want to try to anticipate these calls tonight because it's been very difficult to try to decide what some of them are going to be. And the official literally comes up to Coach Russell, puts a hand on him, and walks him back. And JCN is going to have the basketball back somehow. And I'm not sure just what transpired there, to be very candid. But it's Charger basketball. Up two, 14 seconds left. Third quarter, they're going to roll this thing down. 10 seconds left. Out on top to Will. 8 seconds left. It's batted away from him. It's on the floor, picked up by JCN, and we'll get a quick foul called on Fort Hill Mount Academy. Coach Russell is especially distressed. 5 seconds to go in the third quarter. Now, he and the official are kind of nose-to-nose, and this is a great job by assistant coach Wagamuth to go out and take coach by the hand and kind of pull him back and get him back over to the bench. Now the Chargers turn it over. JCN flips it to Moore Hill Mount Academy, and there is a bucket as the buzzer goes off. Is there a foul? I do not see one. And the officials are going to huddle up, and we're going to take a break and let them sort this all out. It was a wild and sometimes ugly finish to the third quarter, but we've got a great fourth quarter shaping up. After three in Atchison, it's Farnham Mount Academy in Jefferson County North, tied at 32.
At Hummelgaard Family Dentistry in Atchison, your comfort and health come first. You're in good hands.
I'm Dr. Jordan Hummelgaard, formerly Campbell. I grew up right here in Atchison. Caring for the community means everything to me. We take time to listen and make sure you feel comfortable and cared for, whether it's your first visit or your 50th. When you walk through our doors, you're family.
Hummelgaard Family Dentistry at 913-367-7270 or stop by 817 Santa Fe in Atchison. Hummelgaard Family Dentistry.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy. Powered by progress.
We're going to the fourth quarter here in Atchison, Kansas, at the Haverty Gymnasium. Here's JCM with the basketball, and we're tied at 32. The feed comes into the middle. They'll dash over to the corner. Kick it back out on top to Will Elias. Here's a rainbow. Left side, up, no good. Rebound. Ravens up the floor. Rapplinger comes down, goes all the way, draws the foul, but does not hit the bucket. Peter Rapplinger coming to the free throw line for a pair of shots. Will Elias collects his first foul of the ball game, and Rapplinger will come to the line having hit 1 of 5 tonight. He's got 4 points. Free throw? No. Ravens are being led in scoring right now by Jace Campbell with 10. For JCN, it is Chance Jenkins leading his team also with 10. One more shot coming up for Peter Rapplinger. And there it is. His 5th point of the day. And it's 33-32, 7:20 to go. Chargers at the baseline. Thought about the three, didn't pull it back down. Now they'll lob underneath for Laird, who shakes his defender, makes it look easy. Isaac Laird hits the bucket. 34-33, JCN. 7 minutes left. In the lane. The shot. No. Rebound. Chargers. Outlet pass up the court. Driven down. The feed for Laird. Missed the layup. Gets his own rebound. Won't miss the second one. Isaac Laird with eight. And it's 36-33. In the lane, easy bunny. Corbley can't get it. Shot blocked by Laird, but they're going to call him for a foul. Curry's got to come over to the scorer's table and make the official indication. And for a big guy, this is remarkable. 6.5 minutes to play in the game, and that will be Isaac Laird's first foul tonight. Coming to the free throw line for the Ravens, a guy who's seen really limited playing time, gotten foul trouble early and often, and Adric Korblik up there with only 3 points this evening, well off the kind of numbers we're used to seeing from him, and his free throw doesn't go in. And again, Adric is out there here in the fourth quarter with four personal fouls. One more shot. This one's online and in. So Korblik with four tonight. And it's 36-34. We've got 6.5 minutes to play. Chase Dean in front with the ball. The feed across. The shot is up from the right side. And good by Rex Furman, and he's at 10. 38-34. Ravens will go three. What a shot! And that is the, third three of the game by Jace Campbell. Chargers lead trimmed to one, and as they get to midcourt, we get a timeout. Taking a break here in the Haverty Gym. We got a fine one happening here. 6:05 to play in the ball game. Jeff North 38, Morehill Mount Academy 37. Gymnasium, and that's fine. We'll recap some of the things going on here. It's a 38-37 Charger lead, and each of these teams has had a lead. The biggest lead of the ball game belonged to JCN with 2:50 to go in the opening half when they went up 7. But then the Ravens turned right around and went on a 9-0 run to take the lead back, and since then, no one has been up by more than 3. Nope, make that more than 4. For MHMA, Jerron Duncan comes back into the game. Adrian Korblik is out there. Peter Rappinger. You got Bo Wirtz and Jace Campbell. For JCN, and here comes Will Elias bringing the ball up the floor. He's out there. Got Brody Van Dyke and Rex Furman, J.F. Jenkins, Isaac Laird. So for the Chargers, it'll be the original starting five. You got Jerron Duncan down here battling hard with Isaac Laird. Two big guys. Chargers go three. Don't hit it. Rebound. Tapped around. Pulled back down. Followed up and in. That was a tough follow shot. Successfully completed by Rex Furman. 40-37. JCN. 5.5 minutes to go. Nice crowd here tonight. Getting their money's worth in two really entertaining games. Ravens left side. The ball is going to be kind of batted around, and they're going to say it's going to go out of bounds off MHMA. 5:12 to go. Chargers lead by 3. And Willie Elias will walk it up with a left-hand dribble. Gets it into the forecourt with a pass just across the timeline. At the baseline, the runner off the window. The bucket good. It's a plus one for Jenkins. Our official heads over to the scorer's table and lets us know it is the fifth foul for Adric Korbelek. And Adric just saw such limited time tonight. He got into foul trouble super early, two in the opening quarter, one more very quickly in the second. And he's going to foul out with 5:02 to play in the game and end up with 4 points. Chances free throws in. Jenkins with 13. 43-37. And we're inside 5 minutes to play. Top side with the basketball, Wilson. Don't see him dribble it around a lot. Made a little bunny hop. That shot doesn't go. And charges a rebound to miss. Rex comes up with a ball. Brody brings it up the court. Starts left. Goes down the side of the lane. Brings it back out on top. And JC is showing a lot of patience right here. 4.5 minutes left in the game. And here goes the driving shot, and Rooney Van Dyke for two. 45-37. The three, no. Rebound, Chargers. So this 8-point lead is now the biggest advantage for either team so far tonight. And we're going to get a timeout taken on the court. The break at 4:06 to go in the guys' game. Jasper St. County North 45, Marham Mount Academy 37.
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Services. We do it all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you or you can come to us. We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
As we return to the Haverty Gymnasium on the MHMA campus, Jefferson County North has put in the ball and play from in the backcourt. We go inside 4 minutes to play in the game, and the Chargers with the ball are up 8. Brody Van Dyke, ball handling up on top, drives down the side of the lane, defended very closely by Jace Campbell. MHMA is upping the intensity of the defense a little bit here. Got to force something. And again, I've mentioned it multiple times, I know, during the course of the broadcast tonight, but Haverty Gym does not have a shot clock, so for JCN, there is no rush. And here's a shot from the inside, up and good. Rex Berman. So for JCN, they're going to just take their time. Number, whatever amount that it takes to get the shot they want. That was what they found a moment ago and were able to capitalize on it. It is now 47-37. A 10-point game. We are 3:05 left. And now it is going to be a Charger foul. Third foul tonight for Chance Jenkins. Ravens will bring it in into the corner. That's going to be Kimmel out on top. Uncontested three. Nope. Rebound. JCN. Charger foul. Or rather, Raven foul. Fisher gets up here to midcourt, and that will be the fourth foul by Teron Kimmel. Two in the second quarter, one in the third, now one in the fourth. And Morehead Mount Academy is going to apply some full court pressure. They're going to try to get a turnover, force Jason into an error, as they have to up the intensity. Down 10 with only 2:50 to play. Fisher's going to walk over to the scorer's table and say, yeah, there's another foul. It's going to be on Rapplinger. And again, not a big deal for him personally. It's only his second foul. But now for the Ravens, it'll be team foul 3. The ball comes in. Will jump it over to the left side. The Chance. Jenkins brings it out on top to Furman. Chargers start to the baseline, and we're going to get a blocking foul. Teron Kimmel. That is fifth? It is. So Teron is going to foul out at 2:38 to play, and he will conclude the game with 2 points. Into the lineup for MHMA, we got a new guy has not been in tonight, and that's going to be T-Roy Kimmel. Chargers with a basketball, 2:25 left. They feed to Isaac, can't stop that shot. Isaac Laird for two more. He's got 10, and all of them have come in the second half. 49-37. Jeff North in the driver's seat right now. Shot in the middle, blocked by Laird. Yeah, get it away. It's out on top. Chargers will go to the other end of the floor. On the floor once, the finger roll and the easy bucket. They're going to run away with this now. JCN pushes their lead out. Morehead Mount Academy is going to take a timeout to circle the wagons. We're down to a minute 53 to go into ball game. Timeout on the court. Chargers 51, Ravens 37.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Acheson Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Acheson Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Acheson at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Sides of the gym showing a lot of enthusiasm, a lot of support for their team, but for the JCN crowd, they're in a pretty good spot right now with only a minute 53 to play in the game, and they enjoy the 51-37 lead. Just looking here, that 51-37 lead is brought on. It was a one-point game, 38-37. So what are we talking here? 13-0 run. Here's a shot by the Ravens. No, but they'll call Isaac Laird for a foul. With a minute 44 to go. Isaac gets his second foul tonight. And Peter Rapplinger, who's had a rough go at the free throw line, he's going up here right now. First one just won't go in. We've seen him shoot a lot of shots, and he's a far better free throw shooter than this. Some nights it's just that they just don't want to go in. This one is going to be a little wide to the right side. Also, rebound pulled down by the Chargers, and now Bryce Adams tries to wrench the ball away, and the JCN player is thrown hard to the floor, slams down with a minute 40 to go. JCN will have it back in. They will launch it to near midcourt, and I don't know what that was all about. The official stopped the play, and he's I'm not sure quite what they are doing here, but Chargers are going to be putting it back in play anyway. And here we go with a minute 40 to go. JCN down the floor, and the Raven defender finally catching him from behind, and that is going to be T-Roy Kimmel. 1:35 to play. Free throw? Nope. Everyone has struggled from the free throw line tonight. Both girls' teams, both guys' teams. It's been a tough, tough go. One more shot coming up here. It's Willie Lyons at the line. He is one of three and now one of four. And a rebound, Ravens. Here comes more Hill Mount Academy. We're inside a minute and a half to go. Trying to get over to the left side, a little behind the back pass. Taken by Rapplinger. He's pinned in the corner by a pair of defenders, and I think Coach Wessel's going to get a timeout for his team. He does. Saves his players and saves a possession. Timeout, Joseph. 1:23 left. Jefferson County North 51. Marhill Mount Academy 37.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot foot sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Left, 51-37. Chargers in front. It will be Raven basketball. Put in play right in front of the MHMA bench. Rappinger will do the inbound, and his inbound pass is stolen. Here comes J.C. in. Kent Jenkins will drive it down the floor. That's not typically his foray. And then his outlet pass is going to be stolen. The skip over to the left side. Wirtz will turn and shoot and score a bucket for Bo Wirtz. And we're going to get another Raven timeout. I'm going to hang on to this one, Joseph, if you don't mind. First of all, a little bookkeeping here. That bucket for Bo Wirtz is going to be his eighth point of the game. It'll change the score now to 51-39. Your little bookkeeping here, and I'll remind you of a couple of things. First of all, right after this game, we get done, get that all recapped and stuff. Do you want to know what's going on with the other games around? Well, most of them are done by now. I'm going to be really honest with you. And 103.9 is going to be the high school basketball scoreboard show up at the Hiawatha outlet for us. So they will be bringing you scores and recaps and players of the game and new league standings and revised stuff. So tune those guys in. Jake and Boz, 103.9 after this game. And then tomorrow, get yourself right back here to 93.7 because more basketball. Saturdays in January mean Benedictine Hoops and Ravens. On the road tomorrow, we're going to have them here on Care Radio. Benedictine at Clark. Ladies game at noon. And the guys game at 2. So Raven basketball tomorrow on Care. A little foul on the upcourt play, and the Charger free throw will not go in. And again, both teams have just suffered greatly at the free throw line. One more shot coming here for Brody. 51-39, 1 minute, 2 seconds left. This one, no, won't get that one either. Here comes Marhill Mount Academy. We're now in the last minute of the game. Wilson with the volley, back and in toward the lane. Puts it off on top. The kick to the top, the ball batted away from him, but recovered nicely by Wirtz. He'll dish it to the left side. Down to the baseline, stepping on the baseline. Jace Campbell tried to drive across behind the backboard, but got a little bit of that, a little bit of contact down there with the out of bounds. So the Chargers will have it back in. 40 seconds remaining in a 12-point game. Here's Isaac Laird with the ball. No, that's not going to be Isaac. Isaac already down here in the forecourt. We'll get a quick foul. There was Chance Jenkins getting fouled. He'll shoot free throws. I think maybe, is he going to be the only Charger up here? No, they're also going to have Rex Furman in the forecourt. The other three Chargers go all the way into the backcourt. A couple of free throws here, and that one's in. James Jenkins kind of set some of the tone for the game with a pair of three-point shots in the second quarter. That is his 16th point, that free throw. Chance puts this one in, 17. And it is 53-39. Half a minute to go. Long three, left side, shot won't drop. Chargers rebounded down. Pass to the other end of the floor. Jason is going to back it away a little bit. Coach Knoll says, hey, you don't have to lob it in. They could have had an easy transition basket with no one in front of them, but the Chargers dribbled it back out on top to run the time off. So we're going to get a rebound foul by Bo. And back to the free throw line is Chance. That one's good. Chance had a big night tonight. 54-39. And this one, 55-39. So right now, JCN is on a 17-2 run. There's a three. Block. Chargers pick it up. 10 seconds left. Brody's going to drive it down the floor. And then he's going to dribble it out on top, and they're just going to let this thing roll down. Final score tonight. Jefferson County North, 55. Markham Academy, 39. We'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7 FM. Stick around for our post-game show featuring your Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on right after this.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at mscnews.net.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Looking for a fresh, fast, and delicious meal in Atchison? Head to Subway, conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct. From made-to-order sandwiches and wraps to crisp salads, protein bowls, and breakfast options, Subway has something for everyone, any time of day. And be sure to watch for their special $6.99 meal of the day for a great deal on your favorites. Fresh ingredients, great value, and made just the way you like it. Eat fresh at Subway in Atchison.
Electrical issues aren't just frustrating. They can be risky and costly if you try to tackle them yourself. Turn to the experts at Gerber Electric and let their professionals handle it safely and efficiently. From residential and commercial work to industrial projects, Gerber Electric has you covered 24/7 for emergencies. They're licensed, bonded, and insured, giving you total confidence in the team you trust. Gerber Electric, where quality work is more than a service. It's a tradition. Call 913-367-2731 anytime. Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With 3 tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Well, game two of the night, the Jefferson County North Chargers battling back and forth. Morehead out of Academy. It was like, almost it felt like for a period of time, every possession saw the lead alternate and go back and forth, and that went into the fourth quarter. It was 38-37. JCN with 6:05 to go. It was a one-point game, and then the Chargers went on a 17-2 run from there to the end of the contest, winning it 55-39. Recap of the scoring for you, first of all, for Markham Out Academy. Double digits today for Jace Campbell. He really had the range. 13 points for Chase. 8 in the ballgame for Bro Wirtz. It was a 5-point evening for both Brian Wilson and Peter Rapplinger. Adrian Korbelik with 4 this evening in a game where his playing time is really limited. He got in some foul trouble here this evening. So 4 for Adrian tonight. 2 apiece then for Teron Timmel and Bryce Adams. For Jefferson County North. Well, the Chargers were led by your backup Atchison player of the game. I'll tell you what, Chance Jenkins, outstanding. Couple of threes in the second quarter. Had 10 after three quarters. Ends with 19 tonight. A huge fourth quarter, including going 5 of 5 at the free throw line. So Chance Jenkins is your Bank of Atchison player of the game. It was a 14-point game for Rex Furman. You had Isaac Laird knock it down 10. And 8 tonight for Will Elias. And Brody Van Dyke for JCN with 4. So the scoring for the Chargers completely contained among the starting 5. For Jefferson County North, let's see. Their record is going to go to 5-3. They are now 2-0 in a conference. MHMA goes to 5-4. And they are 2-1 in the Northeast Kansas League. Game 1 tonight, also a thriller. Wasn't done at the end of regulation. Wouldn't have been done at the end of overtime. It took 2 OTs for the Lady Ravens to get by in Jefferson County North, 47-45. So that was a thrower also, the Bank of Atchison player of the game in that first one. How about Megan Hundley? Tomorrow, Raven basketball on care. Ladies at noon, the guys at 2, Benedictine at Clark. And, of course, right now, 103.9 High School Basketball Scoreboard Show. Got to thank you for having joined us. Look forward to being with you tomorrow for the Ravens. And in the meantime, till we greet you from then, I guess then from that, firm at Joseph. He's our producer, engineer, and handle all the hard work kind of a guy. Joseph, we appreciate it all, man. Couldn't do it without you. Tom Couch here in the Haverty Gymnasium saying so long, everybody.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Thanks for listening to our coverage of local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7 FM and our post-game show featuring Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Stay informed with game recaps and the latest sports schedule on MSCSports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.